in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise with your host, Luke Meat. And yeah, for the next hour and a half, it was my birthday last week, and I got lots of sweet, sweet vinyl, including this one right here. I don't know if this is very sweet, so Barry, if you're listening, this is the only time you're going to hear the Alan Parsons Project on this show. Thank you for the record and the thought anyways, but yeah. Yeah, but we've got lots. We'll just focus on that today. So right now, though, for the first half hour, I tell you, it's snow picnic out there. I snow what you mean. We're going to listen to the opposite of snow. We have the brand new album by Sun. And yeah, nothing beats cold, snowy weather than absolute subsonic ritual death metal. I'll tell you all about it after we listen to it. It's performed live in a cathedral. I'll give you all the info when we get back to talking to you. This is the entire side two off the new double album set by Sun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Godspeed, You Black Emperor, off of their debut EP. Whole bunch of weird symbols. F, number sign, A, number sign, infinity sign. Originally put out on Constellation on vinyl only. Limited edition. I got a copy. But brought out on CD by the kind folks at Cranky Records. And very aptly titled track there, East Hastings, you heard there. And then we started you off there with some subsonic frequencies. Had a few problems with the turntable, so I had to flicker over to the other one. Thought you might want to hear it in stereo. Sunno, off of their newest one, Domkirk, which is a language for, I don't know, church is in there somewhere. It's live in Bergen Cathedral, the March 18th. 2007. Now, like most Sun recordings, the packaging is dense and glorious and featuring a gatefold sleeve of the performance stage of them at the altar in this gorgeous, gorgeous ancient cathedral. And man, this festival sounded like something that Sunno got to play at. The Bergen Domkirk is dedicated to the Norwegian king and patron saint Olav. 995, it existed from 995 to 1030. The church was built around 1150. And in the 1240s, it was given to Franciscan beggar monks. Pretty cool. This record documents what happens when aesthetic openness and lack of prejudice rules in a medieval cathedral without these values inhabited in the legendary Cantor of Bergen Cathedral. This concert would have never been possible. Sunno there, that was side two off of their double album set, Live in Bergen. Cannon, the track was called there. And they actually utilized the real pipe organ that's built in there and stuff, and it just creates, you know, it just makes your guts rattle. And I thought both those tracks you heard there were quite appropriate for the utter tumult that's going on outside with snow. Hope you're slowing down. Hope you're wearing thick shoes and penguin walking. I don't want you falling down and breaking your crown or whatever. In Alberta, we call these weekdays. That's where I'm from. But shovel your sidewalks if you can. Salt your stairs if you can. Don't use an umbrella. That's one of the silliest things that most anyone that doesn't live in BC, using an umbrella to block the snow is one of the silliest things I've ever seen. I think it's hilarious. But try and stay warm and try and stay safe on the roads. We're going to move on into some different territory. On Monday, great show. I need to give a shout out to The Rib every Mondays from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock here on the Almighty CITR. Fantastic. If you like experimental stuff, you're going to have to check out Robin and The Rib. She was playing a real classic this Monday. Several small species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooving with a pick by Pink Floyd off of 1969's Amagama, which definitely pricked up my ears. And I walked in and we had a few little bit of chat about it. And the thing that she didn't know about it was that the co-composer on it is a gentleman by the name of Ron Geeson. And Ron Geeson, fairly obscure British kind of dude, went on, mostly known for his work with Floyd, but I happen to have one in my possession right now, one of his rarest records, and I must confess, I paid a pretty penny for this one, but it was worth every cent. This is a great little release. You're not going to hear this anywhere else, and if Robin, you're tuning in, I hope you enjoy it. This is Ron Geeson with Right Through.
Look through, look now, wrong, look in, left, right, now, right through, right, wrong, off.
funky organization of Henry Caine. That was Henry Caine on a brand new reissue out on Capitol Records. Their great track by the name of Shake a Lady. And hope you enjoyed the kind of moogie, kind of organy set we had there. Before Henry Caine, we had probably one of my favorite records of all time. Roger Nistick and Ron Grieco, back-to-back keyboards and percussion. This was released in 1976 by Yamaha Canada Music as a kind of showcase sampler for all of their keyboards and percussion instruments. And it features some of the best, cheesiest elevator music versions of stuff like Summer of 42, Love's Theme by Barry White, Secret Love, St. Thomas, that kicks ass. And we heard Lucky Southern there, originally done by Keith Jarrett. Before that, we had some, oh boy, this one is rare. I got this one in New York, and I still can't find any info on it. Richard Heyman, not to be confused with Dick Hyman, who's also an electronic Moog composer. But we have a record here called The Electric People on Murbo Records. Out of New York, New York. No year given to this, but man, it looks old. And the liner notes reference popcorn being a big hit. So I think these guys were trying to cash in on the Moog kind of revolution or whatever. We heard the title track there, The Electric People. And we also heard another Moog record that I just picked up this weekend. Shouts out to Audiopile for having such a great selection. The Manchurian Beat. I do collect Moog records, and I've never seen this one before. Wonderful Moog sound by the Manchurian Beat out on JVC Records, 1972, originally released in Tokyo. And, of course, you heard Black Magic Woman there. And I personally hate Santana, but when Robert Moog's invention delightfully chews it up and spits it back out at you, you can't say no. And then we heard something off of Right Through by Ron Geeson, originally best known for Pink Floyd, one of those harder-to-find records, 1977 that came out, and we heard the first two tracks there. We heard Duroplane Gets Its Blades and Blades Spin Notions. That's going out to Robin, host of The Rib, here on CITR, 4 to 5 on Mondays. You're listening to A Noise here, and we'll be back with some more noise and general weirdness after this.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. It'll be here in 2.5 hours. Until then, 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, hosted by CIUT. 2 o'clock Democracy Now with Ms. Amy Goodman. I'm sure she might be talking about the shoe thrower. That'd be pretty cool. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Tracy Fuller. 5:30, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch Sideway. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormie. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julie and Caroline. And 11 o'clock, my man, hopefully my man this week. He might be stranded in the snow. But Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. It looks like it's still coming down there. So how about some psychedelia for you then to warm up your cockles? As another Christmas present I'm very excited about. Shouts out to my friend Gord McCullough, who's on a plane to Calgary right now, who picked me this up. But it was something pretty rare. I was just pleased as punch to get it. I'm on, what kind of website is this? Okay, either way. Yeah, this is Kalbata Makoto's electroacoustic music, originally released on private tapes. And it's kind of cool. He's just got an exposed kind of cord, like a quarter-inch cord, that he just kind of rubs with his thumb, and it goes through all these pedals and stuff like that. And it makes a lot of neat little blips, bloops, and bleeps and stuff, and it's kind of cool. We'll listen to a little bit of this, but either way, it's a gorgeous picture disc, but this is radio, so you can't really see it. But either way, I'm a sucker for picture discs, so thank you so much, Gord. We'll listen to this. Space King Joe by Acid Mother's Temple's Kawabata Makoto. After that, we will hear some Acid Mother's Temple, and then after that, we'll hear the originators of the genre, the Flower Traveling Band, who just recently played in Toronto, and much to my chagrin, I missed them, but also they have canceled their New York date that was supposed to be December 5th, and they're coming back in the springtime. So let's hope we can actually... They'll actually make it to our shores or whatever. So either way, without any further ado, this is Kawabata Makoto.
Thank you.
Flower Traveling Band off of their third release, I believe, Satori, released in 1971. Best known to the West by them, Japan Zone, released around the same time as Black Sabbath's debut album. And they didn't know how to market it because when they shipped it out, everyone thought it sounded like Sabbath. And for Japan, it was much too heavy and extreme. So therefore, it floated into obscurity. Has been re-released, still pretty hard to get though, and like I said, they've reunited and they are touring. We're just gonna wrap up the show here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for yet another edition of A Noise. We were going through some birthday presents and we're gonna end with one kind of in the same vein as that set that you heard there. Oh, by the way, you heard As a Mother's Temple off of New Geocentric Sounds, Aki Lady, and then Kawabata Makoto off of the Picture Disc Music Concrete. Music Cosmic Electro Concrete. There we go. Space King Joe, you heard there. We're going to finish with another astonishing present I got from one of my best friends, Sean. Managed to find me an original print of In Search of Space. Do you know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Hawkwind. And Hawkwind, it comes with the booklet, the Hawkwind Log. Now, this is pretty rare. And I tell you, I'm just getting stoned by reading this. It's quite an amazing little book of, cosmic hippie psychedelia, if you will. We're going to listen to their classic. We're going to end with this one. And I'm going to sign off here. Stay tuned for The Green Majority. This is Luke Mead signing off saying, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. This is Hawkwind with Master of the Universe. Here it comes.
We'll be right back.